Imagine waking up tomorrow with a completely different mindset, one where challenges become opportunities and setbacks transform into stepping stones. This isn't wishful thinking. It's the essence of Cindy Spiegel's approach to positive thinking. Unlike the saccharine positivity that ignores life's difficulties, Spiegel offers a refreshingly realistic perspective that acknowledges pain while providing practical tools to navigate it. Her wisdom feels like advice from a trusted friend who's weathered her own storms and emerged stronger. By rejecting toxic positivity in favor of authentic optimism, she creates a framework where small, consistent shifts in thinking lead to lasting transformation. What makes this approach particularly powerful is its foundation in neuroscience. With 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts racing through our minds daily, we often give them more power than they deserve. These thoughts aren't absolute truths, but subjective interpretations that can be reshaped. By catching negative patterns and consciously redirecting them, replacing "I always mess things up" with "I'm learning from this experience," we literally rewire our brains, creating new neural pathways that gradually become our default. This neuroplasticity means we're not stuck with our current thought patterns. We can actively cultivate more constructive ones. Consider the Japanese art of kintsukuroi, where broken pottery is mended with gold, creating something more beautiful because of its breaks. This metaphor captures the essence of self-acceptance. Our imperfections aren't flaws to hide, but essential parts of our unique story. When we resist our current reality, whether a failed relationship or career setback, we create unnecessary suffering. Fully experiencing our present circumstances allows us to move through them with greater ease. This doesn't mean passively accepting situations we can change. It's about developing emotional discernment, distinguishing between what we can and cannot control. While we can't prevent getting caught in traffic, we control our reaction to it, positioning us to change how our story unfolds. Self-acceptance also means embracing impermanence. Every experience will eventually pass. This truth reminds us that difficult moments are temporary, while encouraging us to appreciate good times while they last. With this perspective, we can navigate life's peaks and valleys with greater equanimity, finding balance even in turbulent times. Why is it so much easier to show kindness to others than to ourselves? Many of us would never speak to a friend the way we talk to ourselves. Yet self-compassion forms the cornerstone of genuine positive thinking. As Jack Kornfield noted, if your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. This principle becomes crucial during perceived failures when our self-criticism instinct is strongest. Self-compassion begins with accepting your humanity, which includes making mistakes. When you err, approach yourself with the same understanding you'd offer a good friend. This doesn't mean avoiding accountability. It means holding yourself accountable without crushing your spirit. Your internal dialogue shapes your reality more powerfully than external voices, influencing your decisions, relationships, and self-image. Try this. Write kind words about yourself on small papers and place them where you'll find them unexpectedly. Create a self-compassion toolkit of affirming phrases, memories, or objects that remind you of your worth during difficult moments. Remember, your worthiness is inherent, not something to be proven. What would you do differently if others' opinions didn't matter? In a world that rewards conformity, choosing authenticity requires courage. Yet nothing brings greater freedom than embracing who you truly are. Your unique perspective and talents are precisely what make you valuable. The world needs your distinctive voice and vision. Authenticity begins with self-knowledge. What brings you joy? What values do you hold dear? What dreams light you up inside? Being yourself doesn't mean ignoring feedback or refusing to grow, but filtering input through your own values. Take advice, but trust your self-knowledge above all. Speak your truth clearly and with compassion. Your voice is your power. When you live authentically, you give others permission to be themselves, creating a ripple effect of genuine connection. Adversity is one of the greatest growth opportunities you can receive. These challenges teach us how to fall apart and come back together, how to hope and dream. The journey through adversity transforms us from merely surviving to genuinely thriving, preparing us for heights we couldn't have reached otherwise. Building resilience begins with accepting reality, even when painful. When facing difficulties, quiet down and listen inward. What is your experience telling you? What can be learned? This willingness to work through challenges rather than avoiding them develops inner strength that serves us throughout life. Perspective is crucial to resilience. When life knocks you down, through relationship breakdown, job loss, or betrayal, changing how you think about your situation becomes key to improving it. Being open to learning from challenges separates succeeding from getting stuck. This doesn't mean denying pain or forcing positivity. Resilience includes allowing yourself to feel everything fully before surrendering into what is, trusting that time will eventually bring healing. Surround yourself with people who uplift your spirit and ignite your soul. The people we spend time with profoundly influence who we become. Choose friends who embody qualities you admire, who accept you while encouraging your growth. Equally important are friends who speak truth to your bullshit. True friendship includes both acceptance and accountability. We need people who love us enough to challenge us when we've settled too low or when pride leads us astray. You recognize a friend's soulmate when they don't merely tolerate your flaws. They love you because of them. Home exists wherever they are, in silence or a conversation. In all relationships, kindness serves as a foundation, not weakness, but courage, supporting others in a world where selfishness often prevails. Pairing kindness with healthy boundaries creates relationships that enrich rather than deplete us. Dreams guide us toward new possibilities rather than competing with reality. When we choose between dreams and reality, we've chosen fear over possibility. Our words and thoughts create our world. Say you can't, and you won't. Believe you can, and you will. This openness to possibility works alongside gratitude. Instead of fixating on what's missing, acknowledge what you have. A non-judgmental gratitude list reminds you of life's abundance, becoming most powerful during difficult times by shifting focus to what you can control. Positive thinking must inspire action. Change starts with thoughts, but grows through doing. When pursuing significant dreams, begin with one small step, then another. By releasing perfectionism and embracing the learning process, we open ourselves to growth. Life contains both bitter and sweet elements. True positivity doesn't deny this reality, but embraces the full spectrum of experience. By accepting both light and shadow, we develop greater resilience. You have the power to transform your thoughts and, consequently, your life, one positive thought at a time.